I'm Tanzina Vega, and it's The Takeaway. We continue now with our coverage of Abandoned in America, a new series from the Center for Public Integrity that looks to shine a light on some of the poorest communities in the United States. Just months after the President's Council of Economic Advisers declared that the war on poverty was largely over. That narrative neglects the stories of countless Americans still struggling under crushing economic conditions. And today we turn to a community in North Carolina where natural disasters and poor governmental response have exposed the depth of that suffering.
Hello, my name is Columbus Benjamin Howard, Jr., better known by some as Chris Howard. I live in Lumberton, North Carolina. I'm also a city councilman here in Lumberton, going through my first term and having been through two storms, major storms.
Hurricane Florence made landfall in the Carolinas last month, and the devastation brought back painful memories from just 2 years earlier when Hurricane Matthew tore through the area, the first Category 5 Atlantic hurricane in nearly 10 years. For residents of Lumberton, North Carolina, in rural Roberson County, the devastation was inescapable.
With Florence, it affected everyone, whereas Matthew only affected mostly southwest Lumberton. In Florence, it affected basically everybody, but what they don't understand, if God made it rain for 40 nights and 40 days and it flooded the earth, we had 5 days of continuous rain.
It was just deja vu for these residents. The damage was just horrible.
That's Ashley Balserzak, a federal politics reporter for the Center for Public Integrity. And I talked to her about reporting in Lumberton and whether or not residents' stories were reflected in the rosy economic picture touted by the Trump administration.
Lumberton, North Carolina, it's one of the most diverse rural counties in the country, actually. You have about a third white, a third black, a third Lumbee Native American, and a growing Hispanic population. So it's a very interesting kind of makeup there.
And of course, we're looking at this series through the sort of idea that the President of the United States has recently said that we solved the war on poverty, that we're good when it comes to poverty. But Lumberton is actually one of the poorest and unhealthiest and most dangerous counties in North Carolina. Tell us about what that looks like.
Yeah, so I visited twice this summer and this fall, first to kind of see what the town looked like after being hit by Hurricane Matthew in 2016. And you could still see a lot of the destruction from that long ago. You would see piles of sand that had come from under the river that people hadn't cleared out, still some furniture laying out, some houses that just were very dilapidated, and some areas where they had already torn down the entire house and there was just a green space.
And what about the impact of Hurricane Florence?
Yeah, so they got pummeled again almost 2 years to the day, which was just horrible because when I was there in July, you would still see all of this destruction, but I was talking to a lot of people who were finally getting their lives back together. One woman, I saw her the day that she got into her new home that was just rebuilt. And then Florence hit and the same thing happened all over again. Her house was flooded. And I heard that story time and time again.
And are there any people or groups in particular that these residents would like to see more from? I'm wondering about FEMA or any other organizations.
FEMA's been on the ground. Red Cross has been on the ground. There was an issue with Hurricane Matthew, with HUD money, with housing and urban development money that hadn't come through from the state. I think about 10% of the money that was gifted from the federal government was actually distributed. So people are saying, well, okay, the money hasn't come that time around, then, and that's 2 years later. So what's going to happen with Hurricane Florence money? How is that going to work?
So Chris Howard, the Lumberton resident we heard from earlier, echoed those same concerns in trying to get help rebuilding his house.
The sad part about it is the money has been there years ago, but the body in Raleigh, the legislative body, it was delayed and delayed and delayed. So now they're just beginning to get to that mitigation stage. With Florence, we don't know what is going to happen because they are telling me that there is nothing that they can do except for whatever they registered for Matthew.
I talked to many residents that, one, either were too discouraged to even apply for aid because they were told that they would never get it. Denials are very frequent. FEMA admits that, and they say, you just have to apply again. But that's really discouraging to residents. One person that I spent a lot of time with, Ms. Diane Powell, she actually went back and forth with FEMA 12 different times, talking to different representatives, having to tell her story again, hearing conflicting things. You need this piece of information, you need this, to the point where she just gave up on that process. So the recovery for a lot of people that need it the most, that were really hit badly and are in shelters or staying with family members, the system isn't really working for them in the way that it's meant to.
This is a district that was reliably Democratic, but did end up voting for President Trump, who has said, as we mentioned earlier, that the war on poverty is over. Is that a disconnect for the residents of Lumberton?
Well, so at the time, it was very interesting. As I said before, just showing up matters. And during the hurricane, a lot of the people that I talked to said, we saw Donald Trump's bus. We saw the big name Trump on the side of the bus. We saw Laura Trump passing out water bottles to us. And that was really memorable. And we didn't see Hillary Clinton. Donald Trump also was kind of talking to the points that really resonated with Robesonians, such as, I'm going to get rid of NAFTA. A lot of people say took a ton of the manufacturing jobs out of the county. I'm not sure how much they think that he's held up their promises, but at the time he seemed to be speaking right to them.
And where does Lumberton go from here? Obviously, there are midterm elections coming up in a couple of weeks, though there's probably still a lot more recovery to be done. Where do they go from here?
Yeah, so that's something I was trying to piece together when I was there, because you still have hundreds of people in shelters, and maybe voting is the last thing on their minds, or they weren't really politically engaged to begin with. That's one of the reasons we chose Robeson County. They have a very low turnout rate. You're trying to rebuild. You may not be living in your house. You may be with a family member. So Board of Elections are saying, well, we can send you an absentee ballot. You can vote from anywhere. We're sending them to shelters. We've extended the voter registration date by 3 days. But people that I talked to were saying, well, I don't know if these measures are enough. So it'll be interesting to see who does come out for this election, if they're angry enough with being hit twice in 2 years and don't feel like they've been paid attention to, if that will matter, or if, again, they're just going to be struggling to stay afloat.
Ashley Balzerzak is a federal politics reporter for the Center for Public Integrity. Ashley, thanks for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
And you can find a link to the Abandoned in America project from the Center for Public Integrity at thetakeaway.org.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.